Boker Tov world, today's staff, Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Irakedesh, is Daf Chof Aleph. So even though we ran ahead yesterday, we decided we're going to nonetheless go over it again, so we'll deal with the Daf as if it's the complete Daf. Now, we had a very interesting machlokas about our Mishnah, and we made an assumption that turns out to have been the wrong assumption, the way the Gemara comes out. So we talked about a case where somebody said, Misham Harini Nazir, another friend hears, and he says, Vani, and then another person says, Vani. So we say if the first one becomes Mutar, then all of them are Mutar. Now the question was, how many times can you say Vani? Is this a function of the din of Toch Kedei Dibur? We assume that, yes, naturally, it's all Toch Kedei Dibur, and everybody is being matvis, and again, we introduce the concept of a hatvasat halashon, as opposed to a hatvasa in a chefza of iser, where the din of a hatvasa in a chefza of iser has nothing to do with the amount of time that goes by. I'm simply referring to it as the concept of the iser, like I would say korban. Obviously, when I say korban, it doesn't have to be b'toch kedei dibur if somebody else is saying korban. But in this case, all that I'm saying is va'ani, to be toe-faced to his dibur. And there's a din of a particular limitation in the time in which dibur is considered to be a continuum, and that's called toch kedei dibur. So we made the assumption that the maximum number of people that could be machnis themselves into that hatfasa are the number of people that could say va'ani consecutively and still be within the time that the original person had said harini nazir, and it would be b'toch kedei dibur. So that got into the question of whether the Mishnah says va'ani just twice. Is va'ani just twice indeed a limit? Because if you're going to say shalom alecha rabbi, so then the question is, if you're going to say Vani, each one of those words is connected one of the words. So do we include more than that? So how many Vani's could I say? So we made an assumption that it's all Toch Kedei Dibur from the beginning, and we ran into an interesting discussion between Rav Yehuda Nasiya and Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish tainted that Shalom Alecha Rabbi is three words, and that would be the maximum that you could allow yourself to say Vani, whereas Rav Yehuda Nasiya said to him, if that's the case, then if you say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, you can no longer say anything else. So then what's the point of the Shir of Toch Kedei Dibur if Lamaisa, you're not going to be able to go back and say anything about what you were in the middle of saying if you have to interrupt with the Shalom Alecha Rebbe? And that was Lechora, the whole understanding of an interruption, which is normally part of an interruption in the middle of speech. Therefore, according to Rav Yehuda Nasiya, we were talking about the Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and, so in other words, that next piece would be considered to be attached to the Toch Kedei Dibur. So starting at the beginning of our daf, despite the fact that we've looked into this yesterday, let's just briefly review it. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rish Lakish, who says that all you have is the actual Toch Kedei Dibur, and not up against the Toch Kedei Dibur, it says in the Braita that he seems to be correct. If somebody says, Areni Nazir, somebody else heard, but he waits the amount of time it takes to say Kedei Dibur, and then he says Vani, only the first guy is us, not the second guy, even though the second person waited precisely the amount of time where he would have said the Shir of Toch Kedei Dibur, Vekama Kedei Dibur, Kedei Shilat Shalom Tamid Rav. So he waited for the words Shalom Alecha Rabbi and said Vani immediately. So he counted in his mind Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Vani. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the halacha should be that he is also a Nazir. According to Reish Lakish, the halacha is that he's not a Nazir, and it says over here Beferush that he is not a Nazir. Only the original guy is a Nazir. So that seems to be pretty clear that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, according to this, is wrong. Says the Gemara, well, why do we have to go to the Baraita? I mean, it seems that the Mishnah itself is saying, like Rish Lakish, like Mamisayeh, like Misha Amar Harini Nazir, Misha Amar Chaveiro Va'amar Va'ani, Va'ani. So we get two Va'anis. That means that we have a total of three people speaking, and we don't have any more. So the question is, why can't we have anymore. We have only those three, Vitulo. If the Mishnah was according to Rabbi Yonasiya, so then the Chora, you could have had one more after the time that he said, Toch Kidei Dibur. So we should have mentioned that we have actually enough time for another one. So how do you explain that? Well, what do you expect? Tana ki ruchla lichshav lezer? It doesn't necessarily mean that you can't go on and saying va'ani, va'ani. So maybe we would actually include another one. That's fine. But the Mishnah is not necessarily coming to tell us. Well, so then just say one, no? I mean, if you're just talking about the din of atvasa in Lashon, why bother mentioning two if the whole chiddush would be by mentioning more? So, v'lisnechad. And then we would know that there is this din of hatfasa, and then v'lashmin and hani, and then we would figure out ourselves, whatever the din is, legabe toch kedei dibur. You're right. We actually could have. But we have to keep the Mishnah parallel. Because since it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that hutar harishon utru kulan, hutar ha'acharon ha'acharon utar vikulan asurin, so it's clear that we have to be talking about a case where there are at least three people, right? I mean, if you're telling me all of them are mutar, all of them are asur, so then there's got to be, besides the rishon and the achron, there's got to be a guy in the middle. Okay, so if they want to, you want to use the word kulan and talk about a guy in the middle, so then say, initially, in the case, one person said Reni Nazir, and then Vani, Vani, and that way you've got three people. That's why it says Vani, Vani. But it's not because we have a limit of some kind. We don't have any kind of limit at all. So we just want to make it clear that each one of them is actually going to be defined by the one who's Matir the Net. Iboilo. Now, questioning the fundamental assertion that we've made over here. This is an interesting assumption. We assumed all along in discussing the Mishnah that everybody's coming along to be matvis in the first guy, and that's why we should analyze how many people could fit in their response of Ani in the Toch Kedei Dibur of Shalom Alech HaRebbe. But the question is, maybe that assumption is fundamentally wrong. Maybe all that's happening over here is that the first person to be matvis now becomes the prime person for the second person to be matvis, who in turn becomes the prime person for the third person to be matvis. So that what we view is just because we need the words of the first person to complete the word va'ani of the second person doesn't mean that in the end the next person has to be going back to the first person. Maybe each one of them is considered to be the equivalent of saying Harini Nazir. And therefore, when the fifth person says Va'ani, he is simply continuing the chain that went on to the fourth person. The fourth person said Va'ani, which the Hatfasa basically defined as Va'ani Hareini Nazir. So the same thing is when the fifth person says Va'ani, so now he's saying Va'ani Hareini Nazir. So that's my question. Maybe we were wrong in the assumption that each one goes back to the beginning. And let's actually examine that. Iboilu. When somebody says Va'ani, is he referring back to the person who just said next to him, Va'ani, which he heard the way that the Tanav our Mishnah heard, Va'ani, Harini Nazir. So when he says Va'ani, maybe he's actually responding back to what that person said. O Dilma, Bekama Mitvasei. Or when people are talking to someone who made the complete statement of Harini Nazir, then the Va'ani makes sense and he would be looking back to that person, even though the guy next to him has said Va'ani. He didn't say clearly Harini Nazir, he just said Va'ani. So then in that person's mind, Va'ani means, of Mr. 2 or Mr. 3, Va'ani means I want to be the same thing that he is. So when you say Va'ani, you mean I also want to be the same thing he is, meaning the Rishon, who said Harini Nazir. Or do we say that people's mind actually completes the statement of the person immediately prior? And when he said Va'ani, in your mind, that meant Harini Nazir. So how do we look at it? Perhaps all of them go back to Bekama Mitvasei. And the nafkamino will be, obviously, as to how long we can continue chaining these people. I mean, if you're going to say Latvasei Omezel, how long can the chain go on? So fine, there's no limit to that chain because we're not in any way linked to the first guy. So there is no limit of Toch Kedei Dibur from the first person statement. So then they can continue mitvus in Ve'azin L'Yolam. They can simply go on forever. The Iyamit Bekama mitvus, but obviously if everybody has to refer back to the full statement of Harini Nazir, so then you can only be matvis as long as it's within the Toch Kedei Dibur. But Tvei Michtei Dibur any longer than that, forget about it. You would not be able to be matvis at all. So what, in fact, is the halacha? Tashma, Harini Nazir, let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Harini Nazir, v'shema chavero v'omar va'ani. And va'ani, aha, v'tulomidi. Now, for some reason, the Mishnah feels that it's necessary to get within the limit of Toch Kedei Dibur, because it all has to fit within the time of the Shalom Alecha, Rabbi, and therefore we have to stop saying Va'ani because it's going to be after the time. And therefore, we only mentioned in the Mishnah exactly this limit. So the first guy says Harini Nazir, the second guy says Va'ani, and the next guy says Va'ani, but you can't keep going forever like that. So that would mean that apparently we're going back to the first guy, and it's not a chain. So Shmamina Bekama Huda Matvisi. Because Isakata Chad Bekavring Mitvis, we could keep saying Va'ani in order to make it clear that we're able to go beyond Toch Kedei Dibur. Yes, says the Gemara, true. But as I explained to you earlier, it isn't absolutely necessary to say that the Tana is specifically coming to teach me that halacha. So therefore, he would assume, perhaps, that the reader of the Mishnah understands how to determine whether we're talking about Kulam B'Kamoi Mitvasei or whether we're talking about Chad B'Chadvei Mitvasei. Because of that, he doesn't have to go like a Ruchla, Tana Ki Ruchla, Lichshav Alezer, and what's he supposed to be? Talking like a rapper over here to say the same word over 50 times because you don't have enough brains to add any intelligent new rules? I mean, it's up to you to understand that. So then why mention more than one? So then listen echad, and then I would understand that hatfasa is possible, and then I'll figure out myself until what point hatfasa is possible, and why does it, if the Mishnah is not coming to talk about that specific issue, and you'll say, it's not the Mishnah's business to teach you the din of Toch Kedei Dibur. It's the Mishnah's business to teach you the din of hatfasa in Lashon, which we've never seen before. As far as the din of Toch Kedei Dibur, that's a whole sugya and shas. So you decide what the din of Toch Kedei Dibur is. But the din of hatfasa has nothing to do with saying vani twice. You could say it once. So then once you're talking about twice and you refuse to give me the entire stretch of the chain, you clearly are coming to discuss the Toch Kedei Dibur, aren't you? No, not true. Because Aide Diktani Hutari Shon Hutra Kulam, as we said before, the Mishnah has got to make sense in terms of its own Seifa. And since in the Seifa we have the halacha of Kulam, and we're trying to talk about a case where there are still a number of people that are left, even though one of them has already been mutter by going to a chacham, so it says, and hutter achron, achron mutter, kulam asurim. So it's clear that we're talking about more than just the Rishon and Achron. There's got to be somebody in the middle. So because of that, we want to make sure that we understand the case. The case is Va'ani, Va'ani. That doesn't mean that you couldn't have kept going. Tashma, Hutar HaRishon, Utro Kulam. So now, when you say that, it seems to be saying that it's only the first person who went to the Chacham and gets the Hatara, he is the one that becomes Mutter, and that would then be matter everybody else. In other words, when do we say Hutru Kulam Dafka number one? Why is that? Why Dafka number one? Because everybody is totally in number one. But let's say the middle guy would have gone along, and he would have been trailed to a Chacham. What would have been the din? It wouldn't have had any impact on anybody else. Ha-em-tzai-lo. And the only one that is going to influence the situation of any other one is the Rishon, Shemamina Bekama Matvesin, which tells me that we're only going back to the first guy, because otherwise the Mishnah could have said a Chiddush, that even if the Emtzai would have been matir. Nonetheless, it would have all, the post-emtsa'i, the last one, would also be mutter. So apparently only because the first one is the last one. Look, I could tell you, l'olam eimalach, chad v'chavri matir. Is that true? And the truth is that, as we were suggesting, it could be that we have a chain over here. And the truth is that if the guy in the middle had been shoyal on his naziras, anybody after him would have been automatically mutter from his naziras. Why does the Mishnah say it this way? Because it wants to use the word hutru kulam. Okay, how can you say hutru kulam? You can't say hutru kulam if you're going to say the emtsa'i was shoyal on his neder. So I did the b'misa hutru kulam. Just to make it clear, you could be matir everyone with one hatara. So we have to be talking about number one, because if we would talk about number two or anyone after him, so then the din would have been that there's always the first one who is not mutter. We couldn't possibly have said a true kulam. And this is the easiest way to show the concept of hatvasa. When the source of the hatvasa becomes mutter by being shoyal on the neder, then this is what happens to everyone after him. But if you want to talk about the middle, Ikarishon de lo mishtari, so then the first one, we couldn't have said kulam. Because of that, the simplest way to bring out the idea of the din of hatfasa being a permanent situation, in other words, don't say hatfasa is merely a language issue, because when you're saying va'ani, you are continually in the situation of having made your language a function of his language. And you're not just giving us a way to understand va'ani. Va'ani what? Your toe hurts? What's va'ani? No, well, the guy before just said he's a nazir, so when you said va'ani, you meant I'm a nazir. That's not true. You did not mean I am a nazir. Because if you did mean I am a nazir, so then when the original person said that he went and asked a sha'ela to the chacham, it was oikar his neder, what's the difference? It was still clear what you meant, wasn't it? That's not the point. The hatvasa is not to make it clear what you meant. The hatvasa in lashon means that you are actually dependent on his lashon because you never said anything. That's an amazing concept. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah wants to illustrate. Even though we understand perfectly well that you meant to say, I am a nazir like him, but you never said that. And therefore, the only way that the neder is chal for this naziras is through an act of dibur, ish kiyafli. Where's the kiyafli? So the chiddush that hafla'a can be achieved by atvasa in someone else's hafla'a does not mean that it's a question of understanding. It means that it's a true function of language. And therefore, when he is going to be undoing the impact of that language, ipso facto, your language is kaput, because it cannot mean more than what he said. And that's what it is that the Mishnah is coming to teach. It's a fantastic Kiddush. And therefore, Mishumachi, we say over here, that's the point, that's Katani Risha. So, seems pretty clear. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Look, let's see, maybe we can look more closely and from the Mishnah, and you'll see that the Mishnah is attempting to address this, because when it says in the Mishnah, hutar acharon, acharon mutar, mukulam asuri. So the Mishnah is saying that to be able to get a situation where no one else is affected except the very last person. So what does that mean? It's mashma that the only time I could have said this to you, that kulam asurim, was by discussing the last one who spoke. And that's because there's no one coming after him that would then be affected by his hatara. But suppose there would be someone after him. So let's imagine the case of the guy in the middle. The guy in the middle has someone after him. That the din over there was that we would never have been able to say kulam asurim, because there is no one who is an independent statement. Every single one of them is going to be linked not to the first one, but to the one to whom he is most close to in terms of the Zman of the Dibur. And therefore, it's seemingly telling us, the Mishnah, that if the middle guy would have had a person after him, by definition, that makes him the middle, So then the last person would also have been mutter, and I would never have been able to say the words kulam asurin, because it wouldn't have been true, because the last guy would have become mutter also. So the whole point of the Mishnah is dafka, yes, to teach me that shmai min al-chad b'chavri matfis. Well, yes, that's true, but remember that it's not any more true than the previous diuk was. I mean, if the Mishnah is trying to stream down the point that it's making, I could again tell you exactly what I told you a minute ago. I could say, look, the truth is that perhaps the Mishnah does really hold that everybody's going back to number one, and the meaning of the word the last one is not the last one, it's the next one, the acharon. It doesn't mean when you say the dafka, the acharon, it could mean the emtsa'i. The only reason that we're using the word the last one is we mean it's the guy who isn't the first one. So I did a tana rishon, tana acharon. But I mean, that's just a question of keeping things stripped down. But it would be true exactly the same if it was the middle one. And in fact, it would be that all of them are going to be matvis on the rishon. And that still wouldn't explain that the Mishnah is stressing this. Okay, so fine. We don't have a raya from the Mishnah. I agree. But we definitely do have a raya from the Braita that we've spoken about before. Tashma, the Tanya Bahedya. It says very clearly in the Braita, Hutar harishon utru kulam. Hutar ha'acharon acharon mutar v'kulam asurim. So far, there's no new information here. But the Braita, fortunately, addresses exactly what we're worried about. Namely, hutar ha'emtza'i, anyone from that point downwards, heimenu v'lamata, becomes mutter, heimenu v'lamala asur, no matter where he is in the chain. Which is clearly telling us that the chain could have gone on forever, and that each one of them is b'chavrei matfis, shmamina, chad b'chavrei matfis, shmamina, and therefore our entire initial discussion about the implications of the Mishnah vis-a-vis the Shita of Reish Lakish and Reb Yehuda Nesia is simply moot, because it's irrelevant since the halacha is that chad b'chavrei is matfis. So then the Mishnah continues on to say, if somebody says, Areni Nazir, v'shamacha v'rov v'omar pi k'pi v'sari k'saro, that is considered to be a normal hatfasa. So what he's saying over there is that I see this object as a cheftza of Iser, not of Iser, but of Nidur, so a dover ha-nodur, which is a Nazir. So I want to be like that cheftza of a dover ha-nodur, which is to be a Nazir like him. The only question is, you didn't say you want to be. You said, I want my little toesy to be. How can you make your little toesy a nether? I mean, you said, my mouth should be a Nazir. Can you make your mouth a Nazir? Can you make your hair a Nazir? I mean, doesn't it have to be you who's a Nazir? So if the guy says, my toe, my little toe is a Nazir, what would be the din? Because that's basically what he's done. Because, I mean, Mishum Doma, Pikapi, Visari, Kisaro, just like I say, I want my mouth to be a Nazir like his mouth is, he becomes a Nazir. But that simply is not the case. We have a Beferish, a Mishnah, that talks about someone who tries to make his tozi a Nazir. And the Mishnah goes like this, Framinu. Sorry, I mean the Braita. Goes like this. Yadi, my hand should be a Nazir. My foot should be a Nazir. Nonsense. Lo amar klum. He hasn't said anything. Because he didn't say he should be a Nazir. And we don't find any halacha in the Torah about Nazir hands. But what about if he says, my head should be a Nazir. My liver should be a Nazir. Oh, then you got a problem. Because then I raise a Nazir. We've seen this halacha binogea the dinim of Erechin and Domim. It depends on whether the part of you that's a Nazir is expendable or not. Well, your head, for most people, is not expendable, although I shouldn't say most people, but for some people, heads are not expendable, and you can actually tell the difference if they have their head attached or don't. And livers are definitely not expendable. They don't seem to be able to get along without a liver. So once you talk about something that is life is dependent on, so then for all intents and purposes, he's saying me. He's just identifying me by some biological object, which is essential for the concept of me to continue. Okay, but if you say my toesy should be a netter, unfortunately, people can get along without their toesies. And therefore, in the same way, they can get along without their hair, and they could get along without their lips. They're not going to die just because you cut off their lips, and it won't be very pretty, but it's certainly not a dover the shan the shamat luyabo and zehaklal. That makes all the difference. But our Mishnah says that even talking about your hair or even talking about your mouth, which you could get along without, nonetheless, you're going to be a nazir. It doesn't mean my mouth is like his mouth to be a nazir. It means let my mouth be usher in the things that his mouth is usher. That's the point. And that's one of the fundamental issues of Naziris. What can you eat and drink, right? So you cannot eat and drink Megefen Hayayin. So that's basically the Omar Hachi, Yaseh Pi Kepiv, in terms of Yayin. And that is, because of that, by definition, doesn't mean you actually have to say that, suggests the Rosh, or that some of the other Rishayim. It means that we take it clearly as meaning that when you're referring to a Nazir, because, otherwise it's very strange to say that saying my mouth should be like his mouth is like saying my toesy should be like his toesy. That's not the point. And therefore, by focusing on a nazir sensitive area like a mouth, which is going to be drinking wine and so on, so that must be the way that we understand what it is that you're saying. The same thing is true when you're talking about hair in the context of a nazir. I would say that that's a pretty evocative kind of thing to talk about, wouldn't you? So because of that, when you say my hair should be like his hair, you're talking about my hair should be usher in Giza, like the din of Naziris, which is his hair. So therefore, it has nothing to do with your toesy. Rainy Nazira. The next case that we had in the Mishnah is that a woman says, I am a Nazira, and her husband hears that and he says, me too. At that point, Eino Yachol Lafer. So, the way that we took this, Bepashtus, and of course, this is a continuation of the very sugya that we discussed before we even began the parak, which got us into the question of whether the Baal is Megis Gaius or the Baal is Meakar Okar. How exactly does the hafar of the Baal work? And that was very nogea the prior sugyas. Well, it's obviously going to be nogea here. In other words, if the Baal says va'ani, so then it follows that in the event that if he says, I am now made for your neder, so then what he would be doing is cutting out the statement from the beginning, and she never was a Nazira, so then that would mean he is also not a Nazir, because he said that I am Matvis my Naziris in your status, and therefore, if her words are now canceled, so then he's canceling his own neder. But we know that a person cannot cancel his own neder because it says, beferish, the entire issue is in terms of not being made for your own words, but only somebody else can end up being made for your words. So this idea of not being oker your own neder is fundamental to the concept of Naziris. So that would be the way that we took it originally. He can't be made for it because in doing so, he would be making matir his own neder. And yet, the Gemara says, is that necessarily the way to understand this? And I remember that we had this discussion much earlier and back on Daf Tes, and it's not actually necessarily the only way to understand it. So, Iboilu, when the Baal does a hafara, how does that work? Does it work the same way that a Chochom's hatara works? Now, we're going to see that even this question itself is a bit naive, and that things are more complex than that, and it isn't actually a binary issue about whether he is like a chacham or he is only someone who cuts off from that point forwards, which is the way that we made it sound. Is he megis gaiz or is miakar okar? If he's miakar okar, then he's doing the same thing that a chacham would do by uprooting the neder at its source. So let's pretend that that's all that the issue is. Indeed, it is a binary question. And we'd like to know, so what would be the nafkamina between those two different approaches? Well, the approach obviously is going to make a major impact. Let's say in a case where a woman accepts upon herself Naziris and her friend, not him, let's not get involved in the issue of him. Her friend here's a woman making a neder of Naziris, and she says, Va'ani. And then the first woman to have accepted the Naziris, the husband hears about it. He's made for the neder. So now what happens? If you're going to tell me that Hafara Yamrit is a act of Mi'akir Akar, and he took apart the neder from the very beginning as if he were a Chacham, so then the second woman is also Mutaret, because the neder doesn't exist. And it turned out that she thought she was actually being matfisa to a statement of acceptance of Naziras, but now by being Iker that acceptance, it's meaningless. And therefore, both of them would become mutarot. On the other hand, if you're going to say that all that happens when a husband is mayfair is that he's able to cancel the impact from this point forwards of her chiyav of Naziras, it would have absolutely no impact on her friend, because that din of canceling the impact is a halacha only of Ben Ish Le'ishto. And this other woman, she's got her own Nazirut. I mean, the fact that she got to her Nazirut by being matfis to a Nazirut that was extant, it was extant. You're correct, 100%. That didn't change. The only question is what the status is from this point forward, right? So there you go. Mai, what would you say is the correct way to look at it? Megas Gaias or Mi'akiraka? Well, isn't that the point of our Mishnah? A woman says, Hareini Nizira. Her husband says, me too. And it says he can't be Mayfair. Now, why do you think he can't be Mayfair? He can't be Mayfair because he's then being Mayfair his own neder. Because by definition, if he is canceling out her neder, so then he's taking his own Nazirut and lo yachel dvaro. He can't do that because he's being mechalel his own words. So his hafara cannot work, right? Because, I mean, Isaac Adaitach Baal Megas Gaias, if he isn't going back to the original statement, what's the problem? I don't understand. We have a bifurcation immediately after he says Va'ani. He now goes off on his own Naziris, and she now goes off on her own Naziris. Now you want to talk about, okay, what's the status of that Naziris from this point forward? Whatever. He could say the status of her Naziris from this point forward is hereby canceled, and that would have no impact whatsoever on the other world that came out of that interaction, which is his Naziris. What is the fact that I'm canceling your Naziris from this point forward have to do with my own Naziris? So the very fact that the Mishnah says that you cannot be made for Ishta, it means, El Alav, Shmamina Baal Mi'akir Akar. The Mishnah is saying that the Baal is going to be doing exactly what the Chacham does. So in the same way, it says, Lo Yachil Dvaro, he cannot be Mechalo his own Neder. Effectively, that's what he's doing. Because if he's doing that to his wife, so then automatically he's going to be doing it to his own neder. And that must be the reason of the Mishnah, and that proves, therefore, that we see the Baal's activity as being the equivalent of an Ikar Oker, the Ikar neder from the very beginning. That's the point. No, says the Mishnah, not necessarily. There may be a completely different way of looking at this. The issue over here may well be that, in fact, in terms of the dinim of hafara, he is only megas gaias. And he's only determining the impact of this neder from this point forward. Now you'll say, so how does that affect him? And why would it make a difference that just because he utilized her words to make his neder, therefore he cannot cancel her neder from this point forward? How does that follow? My dear friend, it follows because of a completely different halacha. If a husband is mekayim his wife's neder, can he then suddenly say, I've changed my mind and I want to cancel your neder from this point forward? No. Why not? Because once you're Mekayim a neder, you don't have any kayach to be made for that. We learned that before all through Nedarim. And in saying the words, me too, you are basically confirming her choice. So at that moment, you're Mekayim her neder. So how are you going to go and be made for it? That's the issue. Nothing whatsoever to do with Lo Yachel Devaro. Liola Megis Gaias. And therefore, in terms of the dinim of Afara, yes, Bedinu Delay for Lo. I mean, if that's all you're looking at, of course he would be able to be made for. But the only reason that in this case he cannot, Hainu Taima De Lo Matzi made for in this case, is because the moment that he said Va'ani, that is an act of tremendous support. Vaharaya Twitter. So you see that the idea of me too is a statement of support more than it is of anything else. And the moment that he says, me too, how can he go now and be mefer? As it says, hafochba v'hafochba dekulaba. Okay. So me too is actually a statement of support, and that's the way to understand the Mishnah, and it has nothing to do with the question of whether the Baal is Megas Gaius or not. That's an irrelevant question. So it's commanding Omar Kiyem Lechi. And therefore, look, I mean, here's basically the Kool-Aid as a test. Suppose he goes back and he is Shoyel on his Hakama. And now he wants to be Mefer. Remember, we learned back in Adarim that the husband can change his mind and be Shoyel to a Chacham on the fact that he was making for his wife. So suppose he's only Shoyel on the Hakama aspect of the Me Too. He could do that. And then he could turn around and then he could be Mefer. So, im mitchel ahakamato, matzi mefer. Ve'ilo lo matzi mefer. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the question of whether the Baal is Megas Gaius or not. So, therefore, there's no way to say that from our Mishnah, it's clear what the halacha is about how his afara works. Nonsense. It's irrelevant. It only is an indication of understanding the words me too. That's all. Wow. Okay, so we've had like the entire daf has been offering us multiple versions of reality in which we could come out with exactly the same thing, but for totally different reasons. We've been seeing a lot of this in our Masechet, right? Tashma. So maybe we could bring a raya from the Mishnah a little bit later, which says, Aisha shenadra benazir, v'hifrisha et behemta. Now we're going to be getting into a more subtle distinction between what we thought was just the binary question of Chacham and possibility of Baal being Miakir Akar, or perhaps the Baal works in a completely different way and he just works with cancellation. But the moment that we would say Baal Miakir Akar, we viewed that as the equivalent of the heter of a Chacham. Now, brilliantly, the Gemara manages to slip in a more subtle question, as I will see that that's not exactly the case. So take a look at the Mishnah later in which a woman was Nadra ben Nazir and she kept her Naziris. She sets aside her Korban Shlomim, her Chatas, her Eila, and she's all ready to bring her Korbanas. And she's almost there at the end. And her husband finds out about it. And he says, what? Get out of here. And he's Mefer the Neder. Mefer la Bala afterwards. So now what's the din of the Hegdash of those behemoths? Well, we know that a husband is mechuyev to bring, to pay for the korbanos that a woman is chayevet. So if indeed they were his, im shelo hayta beima, whatever beima we're talking about, teitzei v'tireh be'eder. So then she would have had no right, it turns out, to have made that hegdash because she wasn't really chayevet since he canceled the naziris. So if it was his, so then it's actually considered to be just a mistake. But what about if she was the one who actually owned those behemoths? Im shelai ta behema. So we could have, you know, somebody maybe gave it to her, you know, amanatcha in labala reshut bar, whatever the situation was. If it was hers and she used her own, what would be the din of the chatas? Well, remember that a chatas that somebody sets aside, and then either the owner dies, or the owner is mischaper with another chatas. We have the five different types of chatot. Ametot, he made a tmura for that chatas, and so on. So the din over here is that if it were her own, so that the hegdash was actually correct, so then a chatat tamut. So then it becomes the equivalent of any person's chatas who actually had a chatas, and then he was mischaper with another chatas. And there's nothing to do about it because we can't bring it as a chatas now, and therefore it is considered to be a chata'at hameta. Of course, the oil and the shlomim, they're not a problem because they can be brought as an adava. So fine. So if she had already made it, so then we bring it anyway. But the chatas were in trouble because this becomes one of the chamesh chatos hamesos. Now let me ask you something. In the event that we understand that the hafara of the Baal in this case, even though it was done at the last moment before she brings her korbanos, is actually effective to be oker the neder back at the beginning, in the same way that the chacham would have been oker the neder in the beginning. Well, the halacha is that when a chacham is oker the neder, then the entire thing is a hegdash toes. And if it's a hegdash toes, then the chata simply goes back to being not kodesh. So why in this case, if the husband is miyaker, why wouldn't the chata simply revert to being chulin, tepik l'chulin? So isak daitach ba miyaker haker, it should be exactly the same as when a chacham was matir, the neder, and the naziris, in this case, from the beginning. Therefore, if we're saying that we still have a chatas, obviously what that means is that all this time, she was absolutely correct in keeping her naziris and in doing whatever that naziris would be mechayev, including bringing her karbonas. So up until the instant of the hafara, which made it impossible to bring that chatas, she was actually chayeves the chatas. She set aside the chatas, and now the hafara of the Baal did one thing and one thing only. It said, you don't need that chatas, right? So that means I understand why that chatas is a real chatas, and now we're going to have to deal with it as if it were one of the Chamesh Chatot HaMetot, because it was completely Kodesh. Now it turns out that I don't need the Kapara, so I don't need the Kapara's equivalent of having brought a different Chatas. But if you're going to tell me that the Baal actually is as effective as a Chocham is in being Eiker the Neder from the beginning, then why in the world didn't the Chatas just go back to being Chulin? That's my point. Now this is a much more clear-cut indication, because we're talking about that very instant of the hafrosha of the chatas and what the status was then. And we're saying that apparently the revocation is not retroactive. It just is working from this point forward. And that point that she made it a chatas, it was indeed a chatas. Says the Gemara, even this is not a raya. Because even if we were to agree, li'olam himalach, that the Baal actually is miyaker orka, in the same way that you say the chacham is miyaker, there's a big difference between them. The difference between them is that Hainu Taima, Kivan de Lo Tzricha Kapara. Now, the words Lo Tzricha Kapara are not really important. There's another gear that says Kivan de Tzricha Kapara, which is just as useful. Because if it's saying Lo Tzricha Kapara means she currently doesn't need that Kapara. And the Kivan de Tzricha Kapara means at the time she needed a Kapara. And either of those things are understandable. And I'll explain to you why, at least the way that the Rosh understands it. So it's the equivalent of a chata shemesu ba'alea, because our girasav, given the tzricha kapara, makes it a chata shemesu ba'alea. The gemiri, the chata shemesu ba'alea, tamut. Now this doesn't seem to make any sense. You said that if the Baal is miyokar oka, she did not need a kapara. It's not a question of her not currently needing a kapara. It's that she never needed a kapara. And here, the Rosh explains an amazing distinction. The way that the Chacham works in being Eker the Neder, remember, is either he's going to be using the Charata, or he's going to be using a Petach to essentially create a Charata. What that Charata does is, if we say effectively to the person, well, I mean, were you really intending to make that neder? And if somebody would be whispering into your ears at that time, hey, you know what you're going to look like making this neder, would you have made the neder? No, I wouldn't have made the neder. So what are you doing? You're turning the original neder into a big mistake, an embarrassing mistake, right? Exactly. So in that event, the hegdesh that was based on that neder is also a big mistake. And the din is that since we paskin like Beit Hillel, that Hegdesh Ta'ut is a big mistake like any other neder, and therefore it isn't chal. So in the event that the Chacham would have said, well, your acceptance of the Naziris was a big mistake, then the creation of the Chatas would have been a big mistake. And that's Hegdesh Ta'ut. But when the Baal is Mefer, even if he is Miyaker and is Oker Limafreya, there is no mistake whatsoever that was ever made. And until the actual time that the Baal was Miyaker, when she says, oy, this has been a long haul, but I finally finished my Naziris, and now I'm going to bring my Korban. And then the next day, he retroactively takes away her Neder. So therefore what? Therefore it's a mistake? No, It was not a mistake. She was effectively, at that point, every right to assume that she is a Nazira and that she has to continue doing what a Nazira does, which is the setting aside of the carbon of her Nazirut, which she did. Now, what is she supposed to do? She cannot bring that carbon because the carbon can only be brought when there's a technically feasible neder in effect that's mechayev you to bring it. And since the baal is mi'akir akar, she can't bring it. So now it turns out that the chatas was a real chatas. There was no ta'ut, and therefore we don't have a way of restoring the status of chulin to the chatas. How would it become chulin? There was no hekdash ta'ut. Therefore, even if the baal is mi'akir akar, it's a mistake to think that that would mean that it ends up being exactly the same as the chacham, because in terms of the status of the carbon, the status of the carbon is still, unfortunately, it's still hegdash, and therefore, what's the din of a chatas that is hegdash properly and cannot be brought because the baal is not chayev in that kapora? Chamesh chatot hametot. And therefore, we have to allow it to die. So we don't have, therefore, any real raya. Every single raya that we've looked at, we've been able to make the sugya work out either way, whether it was based on Baal Megas Gaias or whether it was based on Baal Mi'akir Akir. So we have two really alternate visions throughout the sugya here, no matter what the question is, whether it's the Kedushas of Behema, whether it's the ability of the Baal to be made for his own neder, and so on. There are many nafkaminas al-halacha, but we haven't found a place that discusses them specifically. Toshma? Okay. We have another Mishnah coming up. So this woman makes a neder, and she went ahead, bemazed it, and she's drinking wine, and she goes to funerals. Well, the halacha is that she is, of course, she gets malkas like anybody else. So now let me ask you, what's the case? Is the case as stated? I mean, it's childishly simple. I don't understand. I need a Mishnah to tell me that a woman's Naziris is just as binding as anyone else's Naziris? Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? Why shouldn't she get Malkas? What, because we're all into women's lib and it's not nice? On the contrary, the more women's lib, the more they should be treated like men. Beat the hell out of her. And therefore, therefore, what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah, right? So, if the case is that the Baal was not Mayfair, I mean, it doesn't say anything about the Baal being Mayfair. I'm just trying to prove to you that obviously there'd be no point in having this Mishnah if we weren't talking about Afar. So if the Mishnah is talking about a case in which there was no Afar, it's Tzricha LeMeimar, do I need to teach? And we haven't seen in another 1,000 places in Shas that the Isha is Chayeves exactly the way an Isha is. Tzricha LeMeimar, it's a Feferish Apostle. The Neder, Amanah, V'Grusha, and so on. That's exactly this case. Elab Shitas, obviously the Mishnah is coming to tell us a Chiddush. And it's saying that if she was going around being mizalzelet in her Naziras, and the husband at that point had not yet been mefer, so now we'd given her hatra'ah, and it was a valid hatra'ah, and then the Baal comes along, and he is mefer. Ah, so that's good for the Kiddush of the Mishnah. Don't think that if the Baal was Mefer, he retroactively rips out her neder, and now it turns out that when she was being Metamala Metim and when she was drinking wine, she wasn't really doing anything wrong because her Naziris didn't exist. I mean, she was a bad girl because she didn't know that she wasn't doing anything wrong, but nonetheless, being a bad girl isn't enough to say that she's Chayves in Malkas, right? See, Ik Salka Daitach Baal Mi Akar Akar, then the Mishnah would be wrong. Because if the Baal actually undoes the neder back at the source, so then why would she be so feget et arba'im? Turns out she never was a Nizira. So isn't that the whole point of the Mishnah? That El Alav Shmamina Baal Megas Gaia. So you see, that's the point of the Mishnah. If at that time that she was drinking the wine or she was going to these funerals, the Baal had not yet been Mayfair, the fact that he's made for subsequently does not create a retroactive change in her circumstances. She is chayeves in that neder, and she's still going to get malchus. Seems very clear. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Sorry to disappoint. But the truth is that li'olam he'malach ba'al mi'okar akar doesn't tell us necessarily that it's not okar back in time. Since the last part of the Mishnah says, hey, ferla bala vehi lo yada. Look at that case where she actually did the drinking of the wine or did the attendance of these funerals. even after the hafara of the Baal, but she didn't know. So as far as she was concerned, she was acting in a very wanton fashion. So he lo yada. So it says over there, Eina sofeget et arba'im. In that case, there would be no chiv at all of Malkus, which lechora is very posh. Now the question is it saying that there's no chiv of Malkus, even in terms of Malkus drabonin, that we're talking about Malkus Mardus? That we'll see when we get there. But for whatever reason, the Mishnah found it necessary to tell me that she's not sofeges as arba'im. So therefore, it says in the Reisha, sofeges as arba'im, in order to contrast the two parts of the Mishnah, that if she knew, so then she, in the case of the Seifa, if she didn't know at all, even if it was subsequent to the Hafaras Habal, she wouldn't be sofeges. But of course, if Lamaisa, the Baal, had not yet been Mayfair, and then she went ahead and she was being Metamela Mesim and so on, then she would be Sofeget. Now, I don't know what that actually means. She was Sofeget. Maybe it means Derabonin, she would be Sofeget. So that we'll see how we want to understand that mission when we get there, but we can't use it as 100% of Araya now. Well, Tashma, remember, we have the Braisa that we had before. Aisha Shenadra Benazir Vinit Meit, V'achar Kach Hefer LaBa'ala. So we said that she brings her Chata Sa'ov, but she does not bring her Oila Sa'ov. We had the whole discussion of the difference between if she's not going to be bringing the Oila, and she's not going to be bringing also the Asham, which goes hand in hand. So then, how do you explain the fact that she would be bringing the chatas? I mean, the last thing she should be bringing is the chatas. I mean, at least the oila can be brought as an adava, right? So you remember, we basically went through this sugya earlier. This was back before we even began our whole discussion over here about the hatfasa. And now we're finally getting back to the sugya that we had before that introduced the perek. So we said over there that Isak, Daitar Baal Megiz Gaya, is if you're going to tell me that actually she was mechuyevet up until that point, why can she not bring her Ola Sa'of as well? Because she was a Nazira who became Tamea, and only subsequently her Baal went ahead and he was Megiz Gaiz. But Megiz Gaiz doesn't take off the fact that she actually was chayevet in the Korbanos of Tumah, because she had been exposed while she was still a Nazir. The Baal hadn't acted, and she was still a Nazira at the time, so she has to bring all of her korbanos. No? Why not? Excuse me? So what do you think? Well, you think that it would make sense if we would say that the Baal is Me'akar Akar? If the Baal was Me'akar Akar, and you're telling me she never was a Nazira, why the heck is she bringing a korban chatas? She shouldn't be bringing anything. And therefore, the chatas are of Nami Lo Taita. And this, of course, was the sugya that introduced our whole issue over here. Well, says the Gemara, Achinami, yes, let me explain to you. I would say the Baal actually is Miyakir Akar, and as I explained to you earlier, the truth is that she is not Chayeves, the Chatas either. Now, the problem over here is that she already set aside the Chatas, and the question is, what do we do with it? So what I'm saying is that if Lamaisa we hold, like Rebbe Elazar HaKafar, and Rebbe Elazar HaKafar says that Rebbe Elazar HaKafar Baribi Omer Ma Tamud Omar Ma Asher Chata LaNefesh, this famous mamar that we've spoken about so many times, V'chi Be'ezu Nefesh Chata Zeh Yalut Neshet Tzir Atzbo Min Hayayin Yikra Chayte, and this is a Kavachomer against the deprivation for the supposed service of God. So Ma Zeh Shelo Tzir Atzmo Ela Min Hayayin Yikra Chayte Hamitzair Atzmo Mikol Davar Alachat Kama V'kama. And therefore, even though you're right, she's technically not a Nazira, but remember that a Chatas Ha'ov can be brought even on a Suffolk, because there's no problem of the Chulin Bazar, because we don't put anything on the Mizbeach of a Chatas Ha'ov. And therefore, we have a unique situation, which is a very good reason for bringing this Chatas, simply because of the Tzir Atzma, right? Now, obviously, we don't really mean that you bring a chatas when somebody puts himself in a tainus is going to bring a chatas. But the point is that since at the time that she went ahead and she set aside the chatas, it was quite clear to her, because she's living in time, that she needed to bring this chatas. So we're not going to throw out the chatas, for heaven's sakes. We'll treat it as we would a chatas that was being brought on a suffix. It'll be the same din, so you won't be allowed to eat it. That's true. A kohen's not allowed to eat it because it wasn't a chiyuv. But on the other hand, we are also not going to throw it out. So this doesn't prove anything. Ay, ay, ay. So do we have a solution, says the Gemara? We do indeed. Tashma, Netanya Bahadeh. We have a beferish of Brisa that makes it very clear. Hayishasha Nadra ben Azir. And if the din would have been that the Baal is Miakir Akar, so then in doing so, he would have been made for both women. The din is that no, he is not made for both women. She is Muteret and her friend is Asura, because at the time that her friend said Va'ani, she was in fact an Azira, and therefore the friend is permanently an Azira, and all that the Baal is doing is canceling the neder from that point forwards. Shema Amina, Baal Megiz Gaiz, and that is the bottom line. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the Hemshech of that Braita and see the details and more subtlety. All right, gentlemen, so Baruch Hashem, we're able to do the entire daf, and being a bad boy again, the same problem tomorrow, but okay, it's a nice chazorah. Anyway, and I'm wishing you a wonderful day of Besurot Tovot, Hapalat Kol Oive Yisrael, Keheref Ayin, Bezrat Hashem, and finally getting around to the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for all along and just waiting for. Is there anybody out there? Is there anyone willing to call in? Hello, E.T., phone home. So if there's anybody willing to call home and to recognize the situation, that may be exactly what we need to finally get some action, not for our own benefit, but simply for the nature of my separations. It would be a wonderful thing to ask for. So may we be zocher to ask and to receive. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov, everyone.